are in news. I'm John Scott. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby was asked if the Biden administration received advance notice of Israel's strikes near Beirut.
We'll let the IDF speak to their operations. I am certainly not aware of any pre-notification of those strikes. And that, of course, as you know, is not atypical.
The Israeli military's chief spokesman says the strike on Dahiya targeted and killed Ibrahim Akil, a commander of Hezbollah's elite military force, as well as 10 other Hezbollah operatives. Also at SRNNews.com, in-person voting for the 2024 presidential election is underway in three states, Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota. The first ballots being cast in person come with just over 6 weeks left before Election Day on November 5th. A dozen more states will follow with early in-person voting by mid-October. One conservative journalist says Kamala Harris is trying to use a middle-class narrative to hide the fact that she's a political elite. Bob Agnew has more.
Political writer Ben Dobinich says Harris talks a lot about her middle-class upbringing to try and make a connection with average Americans.
She doesn't have any connection to the real world. She doesn't.
Dobinich says the truth is Harris has been separate from the average working-class lifestyle for years and has enjoyed a career of privilege,
where every door has been opened for her in order to get ahead, despite the fact that she doesn't have the kind of resume and the kind of success that you would need to have in order to get to this point.
Ben Dobinich was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
And Boeing started rolling furloughs of non-union employees as a week-old labor strike by union machinists shows no signs of ending. This is SRN News. A new measure of Christian suffering in Africa.
According to Open Doors, more than 16 million believers have been driven from their homes by persecution across sub-Saharan Africa. Muslim terrorists are to blame for the problem, which has seen families flee their villages for life in squalid refugee camps, a situation that can persist for years. Aside from those who have been displaced, hundreds of thousands of Christians have been murdered by various terrorist groups operating in multiple countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is barring therapists from helping minors abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The Democratic governor calls it a necessary step to protect children. Beshear used executive powers to get around the legislature. That's after Republican lawmakers defeated efforts to prohibit the practice via legislation. The order also makes it illegal to use state or federal funds for conversion therapy. This is SRN News. Residents of one small city are dealing with the aftermath of an extremely severe storm.
Hail the size of golf balls and winds over 70 miles per hour. The city of Pawnee, Oklahoma, about 60 miles west of Tulsa, got hit hard by Thursday night's storm. It knocked down trees, flipped over camping vehicles, and killed one person who was in an RV. The county sheriff said those in the path of the storm lost just about everything they own in a matter of seconds. Crews began working last night, but city officials asked residents to be careful moving around, saying several areas still had no power. I'm Rita Foley.
South Carolina is set to execute its first inmate in 13 years after an unintended pause because the state could not obtain the drugs needed for lethal injections. 46-year-old Freddie Eugene Owens scheduled to die this evening at a Columbia prison. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.